Those are a couple of compositions of a Galway flute player, Vincent Broderick from Loughrea, and the old woman in the glen, the Whistler in the Wake, and the old flail. The Whistler at the Wake, he was composing a tune on the way to, well, back after rambling around one night with his friend Mick, and even into a house, and Mick asked him to, they didn't realise what was going on in the house. They just saw a light on very late at night. They called in, and there was a man dead in the house, believe it or not. And they sat down and shook hands with a few people and drank tea and that sort of thing. And he says, would you lift the tune you were composing earlier on? So he lifted that, and the woman told him to shh, keep quiet. And after a while, more tea and biscuits or whatever else they were having, would you lift the tune again for me? So he did, and the woman threw them out of the house. And that was the end of that. That was the Wake. So the Whistler at the Wake is the name of that tune. That is a fact. I'm going to try an air. We were talking earlier on about the Battle of Aughrim, one of the great decisive battles in Irish history. And the return from Aughrim is a tune of play. And before that, the lament for Owen Roa, Keanu Owen Roa.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. How do you follow that? I would try a few jigs this time now. I had to ask Marcus, I forgot the name of the first one. It's called Ships in Full Sail. Can't stand sailing myself. I even get seasick when I play this tune, unfortunately. It's really embarrassing. Sorry about that, Shane. I told my class I wouldn't crack any jokes at this gig tonight. So, thank you. Thank you, Mother. And I follow that now with a tune that's composed by a good friend of mine, great man, great musician, Dave Richardson from the Boys of the Lock. It's called Calliope House, I think you pronounce it.
I'm going to play two barn dances. Barn dances are old-time two-hand dances that used to be danced in the houses, and indeed they're still danced in house dances and in halls still. And the first one, again, it's a tune of Vincent Broderick, the flute player, who is a very prolific composer, but a composer of some lovely little tunes, and this particular one took our fancy. And Vincent Halvis had reasons, no more than the whistler at the wake. He had reasons for the names that went on a lot of his tunes, and likewise with this one. This was a friend of his in County Galway, whose wife died, and he loved doing barn dances and the house dances. And after a while, he was going out with another woman again and thinking of getting married, and Vincent says, well, if you get married, I'll compose a new barn dance for you. So he composed this tune and he played it on the night of the wedding, and he called it The New Broom in honour of the new wife. And our second barn dance is one I learned back in New York in 1969 when I was there from Gene Kelly. He was a well-known accordion player then. And I don't know whether this is for the men or the women in the audience, but it's called If There Weren't Any Women in the World.
Thanks very much to Brendan Dolan there on the piano, who's joined us tonight. All the way from White Plains, and as Mick was saying, Mick O'Connor, and who's from London, which is in England, and Anton McGowan here, who's from County Cavan, living in Meath. I'm from Belfast, living in Derry. We all meet up. I hope you remember this, because we'll be asking questions afterwards. To fill in a questionnaire. So we only meet up during the summer months usually, and it's great to get together, and it's like going to the, I was telling somebody the other day in the class, like a chiropractor, you know. We get together and really enjoy the music we play, and it's great to be here playing it in Elkins, and thanks very much for having us. We're going to finish off with three reels. John Brennan of Sligo, Miss Creighton's, and another Clare tune, Mrs. Crotty's, played by the Castle Cayley Band.
good. What am I good? Thanks.
The heart and soul of it there, Mick O'Connor, Tony Smith, Marcus Amurucu, and Brendan Dolan. Well, 20 minutes intermission coming up, and the store is open, don't forget that, and don't forget the silent auction will be ending after intermission. See you in 20 minutes.